Let me just pray for us before I speak. Father God, would you give us ears to listen as Jesus instructs, Lord? Would our ears be open to his word to us this morning? Would our hearts be open to him, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start with something that gardeners will know well, and it picks up on something that David said last week when he talked about his chili plant and his interloping tomato plant, for those who were here. And it's when seedlings are very young, when we're growing plants, when seedlings are young, all different kinds of plants look almost identical, don't they? When they first sprout up, it's really hard to tell exactly what you're growing. Even if you're quite an experienced gardener, it's really hard when those first two leaves appear to tell exactly what it is. You don't know for certain what you've got until it grows a little bit further. And if you pull things out too early, especially if they're very, very young, you can just as easily pull up the things that you meant to be growing as you can the things that you think you're trying to get rid of. This is the problem that Jesus is talking about in his parable today. The man sows good seed in the field, and then overnight an enemy comes while everyone's asleep and sows weeds among the wheat that's been sown, and then the enemy disappears. So nobody sees him do it, nobody catches him doing it, nobody knows that these weeds have been sown among the wheat. Now, the weed that Jesus is speaking about isn't a dandelion or something like that. It's not just a little bit of grass that's got into your flower beds. It's almost certainly a weed called darnel, which is very, very similar to wheat. It looks really similar to wheat in its early stages. Even as it grows, it continues looking similar to wheat until the ears form. Even farmers can't tell them apart, and it's only when the ears form that you can see the difference between the wheat and the darnel. But what makes it worse is that this particular weed, it doesn't just grow sort of separately from the wheat in the field. It intertwines its roots with the roots of the wheat that's growing in the field. So the darnel's roots and the wheat's roots tangle themselves together under the surface of the soil. And that means that if you pull out the darnel, even as you realize what it is, if you pull it out, you're going to pull the wheat up with it as well. You'll pull them both up together is the problem. So the farm workers in our parable come to the owner and essentially say, look, do you want us to sort out this problem of the wheat and the weeds growing together? Should we go out and pull up the weeds? Very practical. But the owner says, no, leave them. Let them grow together until the harvest, and then we'll separate them, and the weeds will be burned and the wheat will be gathered into the barn. And then later the disciples ask Jesus what the parable means, and he explains, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, God's kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. The enemy is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age. And the angels are the ones that do the harvesting and the sorting. So what does this parable of Jesus say to us today? I think it says three things, which is lucky because I'm an Anglican and it always has to say three things if you're an Anglican. First, the world is a mixed field, and the church too, actually, is a mixed field. Jesus doesn't give us a picture of two fields, one which is all perfect wheat and one which is all weeds. He gives us a picture of one field, which is wheat and weeds. Not one pure and perfect wheat field and one horrible weedy field over the other side of a fence, which is nothing to do with the farmer at all. It's the farmer's field, and it's wheat and weeds together. The picture is one field of them growing together, roots tangled together under the soil. And I think if we're honest, we can see that this is true, can't we? The world, the church even, is a mixed field. We look closely enough, perhaps even in this parish, we'll see it's a mixed field. Even if we look closely enough in our own hearts, it's a mixed field, isn't it? There are wheat and weeds growing together in our own lives. We're not a community of people who are perfectly sorted. We're not all people who have our lives as they ought to be before God. We recognise that each day. We are a mixed field. We have good intentions and we have selfishness. We have generosity, we have greed, we have faith, we have doubt, we have kindness, we have short tempers sometimes. Sometimes these things exist in us, even in the same day, perhaps. Sometimes we're not the same person in the morning as we are in the afternoon, are we? Or maybe before or after a cup of coffee in the morning, we're a different person, perhaps. We are a mixed field. The world is a mixed field. I think the second thing that it shows us is that sorting out the mixed field is not our job. I find this both uncomfortable and comforting in a way. I empathise with the farm workers in the parable because sorting out the problem seems to be a sensible thing to do. They see the problem, there are wheat and weeds growing together, and they want to fix it. Pull out the weeds, fix the problem. Then we'll have a lovely field full of wheat and we won't have weeds and it will be better, surely. It's tempting, isn't it, for us to do the same, to try and sort out the wheat and the weeds in the world ourselves, to decide who is really wheat and who is really weeds, who's in and who's out, who's a proper Christian and who's not. It's tempting, isn't it, for us to judge, to place ourselves in the judge's seat. And actually, if we look over the history of the church, we see that the church has done this throughout the ages. We have seen that people have been a little bit over-enthusiastic in the history of the church about trying to do the angel's job for them, deciding who is wheat and who is weeds. And most often, the end of when we've tried to do that has not ended well, has it? Let's be honest. When we have got a little too enthusiastic, we as church have often ended up doing a lot more damage than we have good. We've ended up doing the kind of damage that the parable warns us about, actually. When we try and pull out the weeds, we pull out the wheat as well. It's counterintuitive, but the field owner's answer is actually much more practical. It feels uncomfortable, but it's much more practical. He says, pull up the weeds now, and you'll pull up the wheat as well. The roots are too tangled together. You can't pull out one and leave the other in place. So, again, if we think that we're able to pull out the wheat, pull out the weeds from the wheat, we'll find that the same is true, that actually we end up causing damage to the things that we're trying to grow whilst trying to remove the things which we feel are weeds. We're trying to create a perfect field, but it's not possible for us to do so. We're not the ones who judge perfectly. We're not the ones who judge reliably, and we risk damaging exactly what we're trying to protect if we do it too soon. We're not good at making the judgment ourselves. We judge too early quite often, don't we, while things are still forming. Perhaps there's a temptation to think, I'm pretty sure that that is a weed, not a wheat. But actually, we need to not write things off while they're still forming. But I think the third thing that I think this passage shows us, which I think is really important, is that patience doesn't mean it doesn't matter. The parable doesn't end with Jesus saying, and actually it was all fine at the end and they harvested all the wheat and the weeds and nobody really minded anyway. That wouldn't be the same parable at all, would it? It's not that at all. There is a harvest at the end. There is a sorting. The wheat is separated from the weeds in the end. And the wheat and the weeds have very different outcomes at that time of harvest. And throughout the Gospels, Jesus is very clear. There is a harvest coming. There is an end time which we look forward to, that things will be sorted out, that the wheat will be separated from the weeds. Jesus is also clear throughout the Gospels that evil is real. He talks about the powers of evil. He talks about the devil. He talks about the fact that evil causes harm in the world. But he also talks about the fact that evil doesn't get the final word, actually. Justice matters to God. And the final judgment is when the wheat and the weeds will be separated, and the weeds will be exposed as weeds, and they will be burned up in the fire, and the wheat will be gathered into the barn. Justice matters to God. But it's really important for us to remember that the timing of this and the judgment are God's. They're not ours. They come at the harvest, at the end of the age, not now, and not by us. And I think this is really good news for us as Christians, because it means that we don't have to worry about judging, which we're not very good at doing anyway. We don't have to worry about judging whether this is wheat or weeds. We can leave that to God, and we can get on with the work that he has called us to do, which is to tend to his field. You don't have to worry about getting it right, which can feel burdensome, can't it, to us often, if we think we've got to get it right all of the time. We've got to get the sorting right. We don't have to be able to see perfectly into anybody else's hearts. We don't need to be able to judge rightly. We need to be able to trust God's judgment in God's timing. God will give the final verdict, which is a relief, because actually I know that I'm not good at sitting in the judge's seat and pronouncing the verdict of whether somebody is in or out, because I will get that wrong. But God is a perfect judge, perfect in judgment, perfect in love. He knows and loves us perfectly and will make the right judgment. And most importantly, as I say, it frees us to get on with the work that we ought to be doing. I don't know if any of you are noticing that when you water the garden at the moment, it's not just the plants that you want to be watering that grow in the garden, is it? This heat and a little bit of water, everything grows, doesn't it? Everything grows, actually. We need to just get on with the work of watering the soil, as it were, and God will do the sorting at God's time. We just get on with the growing ourselves. So what do we do with this? What can we do practically? I think there are a couple of things. First of all, I think it relates to other people. Perhaps we're tempted to write people off too easily. Perhaps we can think, oh, they're not somebody that I think is a wheat person, as it were. Maybe a difficult person in our family, maybe a neighbour or somebody even in the church that we find tricky. Perhaps somebody in a different church where we think, gosh, they're not at all like us. Maybe they're not real Christians. We come to judgment very quickly, don't we, on other people. And I think this parable is a warning against that. I think we shouldn't come to judgment quickly when people are growing, actually. It's a reminder that actually as things grow, they are forming, and the wheat and the weeds grow together. They're entwined in the same field. And we can thank God that it's not yet the harvest, actually, and that growth is still possible. Actually, that we don't need to be sorting ourselves yet. There's still yet time for people to find the grace which God has for them, the grace which is shown to them, the love which is shown to them in Jesus. The grace and the patience of the farm owner in allowing the wheat and the weeds to grow together doesn't mean that the separation isn't coming, that the judgment isn't coming, but it does mean that there's still time for these things to change. The roots are tangled up together. Let's not pull them out too soon in our own judgment. And I think too, it's apart from looking out towards other people, I think it's an encouragement for ourselves to look at our own mixed field, as it were, the wheat and the weeds in our own life, and to recognize that God is growing good things in our life, but we have still many weeds that are growing in our own lives. Even the best of us, when we're really honest, if we look at our own life, we'll see that there are weeds growing among the good things that God has sown in our lives. But isn't it an encouragement to know that we're tended by a patient gardener who allows the wheat and the weeds to grow together for a time, because we are a mixed field. And if he pulls out the weeds, he's going to pull out the wheat as well. But isn't it an encouragement to know that one day the weeds will be gone from our life? That at that final judgment, all of the bad of this world will be burned up. All of the evil things of this world will be gone. And we will be made right in ourselves, and the world will be made right in itself by God. But God doesn't give up on us because there's a few weeds among the wheat. He knows, and we know, that we are wheat and weeds together. The world is wheat and weeds together. But he is a gracious and patient farmer who tends to us with love and care, not causing damage to the things that he is growing because he's pulling out the weeds too soon. So let me pray for us this morning. Father God, thank you that you are a patient and faithful farmer. Thank you that you sow good seed in this world. Thank you that you sow good seed in our lives. And even though the field of our lives and the field of this world is mixed and complicated, and there are no doubt weeds that grow, thank you that you continue to allow the good things to grow, Lord, in our lives and in this world. Give us each grace to leave judgment in your hands. Give us patience as we grow the wheat and the weeds together. Grow. Give us patience as we grow alongside others that we find difficult, perhaps. And give us the encouragement that the judgment, the sorting, the perfecting is yours and yours alone. Help us to trust that you're not finished with us and that you're not finished with this world just yet. Help us, Lord, to be people who don't pull out the weeds and damage the wheat in our own lives and in the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen.